Good morning, Star Jewelry. This is Trisha.
Hi, Trisha. Is Ian there?
Yeah, can I let him know who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on.
Yeah, this is Ian.
Hey, Ian. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to go back to you. We spoke a while back. You mentioned that you might be adding on a machine to manufacture stainless steel rings. I don't know if you remember our conversation.
Yeah. I remember that. I got your. You sent me an email, didn't you?
Yeah. I sent
you your contact information. Yeah, I just have been overwhelmed here lately, so I haven't had a chance to get my head around that. But I'm fighting a situation with our credit card processing.
Oh, really? What's going on with that?
Well, one is that I've got a version of QuickBooks, which they're discontinuing or discontinuing support. So when that happens, that means I can't process cards through that version of QuickBooks.
Does that make you upgrade?
I've already paid for the upgrades. I've got 2 years of upgrades and can't upgrade my file. So I can't get my file to go into the newer versions of QuickBooks.
Yeah.
The recent years. So, I mean, I was paying yearly subscriptions to that, and they couldn't fix it. And I've been working through that with my accountant to try and fix it.
Huh.
And if that doesn't happen, I'm just ditching QuickBooks altogether. So I've been trying to scramble to know what I'm going to move to.
Yeah.
The credit card processing now is also getting to the point where if you don't have the chip reader, you pay a higher premium.
Oh, now they're making you a higher premium.
That's what I'm hearing.
And
if you don't have the chip reader, you pay a higher percentage when you run a swipe.
Yeah, I know. I see everyone's, they're making everyone transfer over to that. I don't know if they're just trying to create a market for it or if it's really safer. You know what I'm saying?
Right, well, it's a pain in the butt for a customer.
It is.
I went into a store and you got to enter this. You got to enter a PIN, which I never remember my PIN. I always run everything as a credit.
Yeah.
Because it's convenient. And now, you can't even buy something with it. If you don't have a card without a chip in it, you can't. Certain stores you can't buy without putting all that information in.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
If you put in that information in, that makes it just as vulnerable as it was before. Somebody could breach their system, and there it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. I think they're just like you said. You're having problems now. You have to upgrade and pay higher prices if you don't have it. I think they're just trying to. Sounds like it to me, anyway. Trying to find another way to make money out of.
It's just a way of forcing you to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
I force you into where you're paying higher services to have that because now they've got to process the chip and whatever information. It's very convoluted, and I've been trying to get my head around it and figure out where I'm at because I think it's either the end of this month that stops working. So I'm either gonna switch my companies to a different accounting system. Or I'm going to get away from Enterprise Solutions, which is what I'm using, QuickBooks Enterprise, because it's just the support was terrible. I actually solved a lot of my own problems. They never really were that much help, and I paid them like $1,400 a year for support.
Oh, okay. And how much do those? How much do those cost?
QuickBooks was like $2,600, $2,600 or $3,000 for five seats.
Oh, okay, and that
for the software, and
yeah,
then,
for the software,
and then $1,400 or $1,600 a year for maintenance, and I've got 2 years of updates. I stopped paying it this year because the price on that went up. And I'm saying I'm not paying more for a service that doesn't service me anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got rid of it, and now I'm trying to fix this because I didn't realize that 2013 was not going to be working after April.
Yeah.
So, I've got 2 days together. I've been just overwhelmed here.
No, I hear you.
I haven't even given that other side of that a thought even at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to circle back and see.
No, I'm glad you did. I mean, I've got your info and I've marked it in my email, so Mm-hmm. I pull it out of my general email and stick it in a folder where I know where it is, rather than have to go back to try and find it. So I know where it is, and then once I get my head around things here, you know, my life seems to go from one problem to another. I don't know.
That's just life.
Maybe
that's
running a business. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
You think you can take a breather, and then bang, you get it with something else.
Yeah, exactly. Did you have like a timeline on this, the machine? Are you looking to add it on?
No, it's something I think that would. It's not where I have to get it done by any given time. I just figure it's another sort of a layer to my manufacturing capability, and therefore, you know, another layer to the income, because it'd be something unique that only I could do in the area. So.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be your little niche or whatever.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I've already got quite a lot of those niches already. I mean, I do stuff here that nobody else in the area, even in the state of Iowa, does. So, I mean, I get a lot of stuff sent to me from jewelers even outside the state, knowing that I can do certain things they can't.
Oh, okay, great. So it's gonna make you more money. Do you have like a return on investment? Like, what are you expecting to make off this?
I don't usually do that. I mean, you know, I'm a person where, you know, sitting down and trying to justify what I'm going to pay or how much I'm going to get or, you know, how many customers I might raise, that's kind of pie in the sky to me. To me, it's just look at the machine, and if I make these castings and I've got a market for them, and the market's there, it's just not in my market.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's out there, and people are kind of on the verge of doing it from overseas. And some of the jewelry stores carry stainless steel jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's cheaper, but it's fairly generic. You know, it's like men's bracelets and men's crosses and dog tags and that kind of stuff. I mean, they're out there, so it's got a market, but there's nothing done on the feminine side of that market. So,
which I think is more popular, probably. I mean,
women
better
spend
market.
More money on jewelry than guys do.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
End of story, you know. So, I mean, that's why I thought, you know, if I had this capability, it would allow me to produce a product with a cheaper metal that's more robust. A woman can have the ring on the finger and beat the living crap out of it, and it'll still look pretty decent because it's stainless, you know.
Oh, exactly.
So it was just something, I mean, I don't sit down and put a plan together and say this is what my payback is and I'll have it paid off in this time. I guess I could. I either do it or I don't do it. And if I do it and it doesn't work, well then, you know, I'll use the machine for. I mean, the machine is not just limited to that.
Oh, okay. So you can use it for other things as well.
Other things too. So if the stainless steel thing doesn't work, well, I'll use it for my gold and my other work, and I'll have a better machine for that part of the. I mean, it's a process that will allow me greater capability on all the other processes I've already got.
Mm-hmm. So it's just an add-on to your business.
It's an upgrade to those, but it's also the ability to then do stainless steel, which none of my equipment can do right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a brand new venture and a brand new machine. It's a supplement, an improvement on what I've got, get rid of my old machines, put this new one in, and then that machine has got that extra capability, which opens up that other market.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you also have a brand new machine, so you'd be, you know, more efficient and reliable. Okay, well, what's kind of like, you know, holding you back on the whole thing? You just, like you said, I know you're busy, but
it's
is there anything?
Yeah, I just got to make sure I can get in the right machine. And I've kind of researched the machine, so I kind of know what I'm looking for. It's just, you know, I can't get my mind. It's not major to me right at the moment because I've got to solve this other problem first. And every night I'm trying, because I can't do any work on the system because it's always active all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to do the things I need to do, I need to go into administrator mode, and I basically have to shut everybody out.
Yeah.
I can't do that until after hours.
Yeah, no, that's tough.
So I mean, it's just a case of available time in the evenings to get to get different trials done, and then I know where if I don't get some results this week, I'm going to just be ending up just cutting that thing off and starting a new program, which again means I've got to go set up all the files. I've got to transfer what I can from one to the other. And I can't transfer sales. That's the one thing you can't do. So all the invoices I've created over the last 10 years have to stay in an old version that's not being supported.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's tough that you have to go and, you know, do all that, and I know you're busy. But yeah, like, you know, like I said, I just want to, you know, kind of touch base with you and kind of feel.
Yeah,
you know,
I would say, you know, if you want to touch back in a month or so, I mean, I can't see me making that decision that quick yet.
Okay.
Head around all of this, and I've been researching. There are probably some third-party software that might be able to bring in information from the old QuickBooks into the newer QuickBooks. Well, not necessarily newer, but a different system, because regular QuickBooks is different to QuickBooks Enterprise.
Okay, so and how much would that cost? Like
regular QuickBooks?
Yeah.
You know, it's a $500, $600. Well, the top line price is like $1,200 for three seats. And that's what we really need.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because we also, you know, our equipment finance program, that does qualify as equipment and software, and like, you know, you wouldn't Yeah, so I mean, we could, you know, if you really wanted to see, if you had an estimated cost on this machine, as well as what that, you know, the software that you need, I mean, you can include that as well. It's better to package them up anyway, you know. Like, yeah, if you really want, like I said, if you want to see, you know, what we could do for you, and so that would be $1,200, you said? With
yeah,
that,
the software's $1,200.
And what's it called?
It's QuickBooks Premier.
Oh, the QuickBooks Premier. I mean, that way, you know, you could knock two birds out with one stone, really.
Well, yeah, just I have to think about both stones at the same time.
That's true. Well, yeah, and like, and this is like something that we could see that we could do for you, you know, like, I mean, if we could see exactly what you'd qualify for and what you'd be looking at, so you can go from there. I mean, it's not, there's no obligations. You can obviously see, you know, what we could give you, and if something that's, you know, works for the business and you can wrap your head around it and it's a good business decision, you can take it.
Well, I've got some of the information at home. If I get a chance tonight, I'll look at the machine again and see which version I would probably opt for if I was going to. And,
which one have you kind of wanted? Like, what would just, like...
I forget the name of it. Eurotherm, I think, is the company that makes it, which I think is a German company.
Uh-huh.
And I used to use their machines, you know, 20 years ago in the aerospace industry. So they're an old company that's been around a long time. So what I've got to do, there's like three or four versions of their machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they go from, like, I want to say they go from like 16,000 to like 30,000 or 40,000 for the machine.
Okay.
So I've got to just look and say, you know, well, what kind of capacity do I need and what kind of features do I need, and and then settle on a particular model. So that's something that I've got all that information. I've been looking at it. I mean, I've been looking at this for 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, and then it's just been, like, you've just been waiting for the right timing, or what's kind of, you know, held you back?
No, it's just
back?
One thing comes up, and I have to deal with it. It becomes more urgent, so that becomes less of a thing.
Well,
and,
yeah.
You know, to be honest, I would be creating a market that people don't even know is possible. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, you'd be the front ship of the, you know, of the stainless steel.
And the other side of that is there's another machine that I looked at some years ago, and that's titanium casting.
Oh, wow.
And... there is some titanium jewelry out there, but not what could be.
Mm-hmm.
And titanium is very lightweight, anti-allergenic, so nobody reacts to it, won't corrode, doesn't need any kind of servicing. The only bad thing is it's not really a high-shine metal, like most people want jewelry to be.
Yeah.
It's more like the platinum of the world, but in a very high-tech metal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only a few of those machines out there capable of doing that. So that's really getting to the higher end of this thing. But
and what are those, like, how much are those type of machines and what are they called?
Those machines? Oh, 60 to 100 plus.
60 to 100 plus. But now with those machines, they're 100,000. With those machines, though, I mean, say you started doing the titanium and it didn't work out, you could still use them for your other...
Probably. They're a different technology, but I'd have to check into it. I didn't look at that to see if, because they use arc to actually melt the metal, whereas the others are induction.
Oh.
So it's a different melting technology, and I don't know how well gold or platinum responds to that kind of melting. Plus, it's a lot of machine just to melt gold, because you can melt it with a torch.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things just going on, and mm-hmm.
Well,
I just haven't settled on anything yet.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, we could, get you an answer on what we could do for you, with having these, just the quotes.
I'll get some numbers if I can, and I'll shoot you an email of what I might be interested in doing, and that will give you something to see what I would be approved for, and then I can go from there.
Yeah, we could, like I said, if you want to see, I mean, it's just a one-page application. I sent that in the email. It'd be that one-page equipment application, and then you could, I know you don't have any, quotes or invoices, but if you have, an estimated cost, I mean, we can always circle back and get the quotes later. That way you can kind of shop with confidence and see what we can provide for you. And you can include those QuickBooks, the Premier as well, because that is equipment. I mean, you're using that for your credit card processing. And I know it's kind of annoyance for you right now, and you got to solve that problem as quick as possible. So, we can get you an answer to that. It's a one-page app. And then all we need is the 4 months to do business bank statements. They just look at the health of the business, so they don't give you anything that's going to be a burden. And then it would just be the most recent tax return. 2014 is fine if you have that, and it's just the first two pages, this gross annual sales, and this shows the ownership percentages. So that's all we need, and we can get you an answer within 24 hours on exactly what you'd be looking at. So kind of put you at ease and have you on your way, looking and shopping with confidence as well. So I did send you that email, and you did receive that, or did
I
send you another one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. I mean, I'm in another problem here right in the moment. Let me just see if I can get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I need to exit this program.
Okay.
And it's not letting me do that, so... just... Software is great when it works.
No, I know, right? And
yeah.
when it shuts down, it all seems to crumble,
Let me look here. You would have sent that to Jewelry, I'm pretty sure. Where are you?
Yes, STRAC Jewelry at MSN.com.
Yeah. Okay. So let me.
It's the.
I know the email is still in.
It's Danny P at BankofCardiff.com.
Yep, right here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the equipment app. And the WC app.
Yeah, the WC app, that's working capital. That was if you were looking, for more like a cash or a line of credit, something along that line.
Okay.
But the equipment finance app, if you have it, that's all we'd need for those types. I mean, unless you needed capital as well, either or. But the equipment, it's pretty straightforward. It's your company name, all the basics of the company. And then you can have, you provide the, you don't have a vendor. Is there a typical one you go through, or you just kind of shop and find it?
For equipment?
Yeah.
Well, we used to be an equipment vendor.
Oh, wow.
We used to sell some of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But the ones I'm looking at, I never actually got dealership for it, so.
Okay.
I'd have to probably go to an ex-competitor to get the machine.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of, I understand that, but like I said, if you don't have a vendor, that's fine. We can at least, see what you're qualified for.
I would have
with
a
us.
Vendor who I buy from, yeah. Kind of picked that out already.
Okay.
It's in the information I've got at home. So, I mean, I know if I'm the one machine I'm thinking of, if I go buy that, I know where I'm buying it from.
Okay, great. So, I mean, if you have those quotes as well as the QuickBooks, I mean, you can send that over to me, and I can get you an answer within, like, 24 hours.
Okay.
So
what's
when's the
interest on something typically? I know that's always a leading question, but what's the typical interest on something like that?
Yeah, so, on your equipment, think of it like your typical car, 2 to 5-year terms, and set up on monthly payments, and interest rates, start in the low, mid-single digits on up. We do look at credit. I mean, that comes into consideration, but it's, you know, mostly based off the business.
Right.
It's not going to go on your personal credit. It's more toward the business.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, and like I said, I can get you the exact hard numbers. I mean, if you want to get this into me today, I can get you hard answers by tomorrow.
As I say, some of that's at home, so I can't get it today.
And okay.
I got an appointment tonight. I had one last night. I got an appointment tonight, and I got another guy coming in this afternoon that I'm doing some casting for. So I have just no idea how my day's going to go here.
And yeah.
I've got a job I've got to get done before, well, actually, noon. So I've got a job. I've got to get going and get done because the guy's coming in for it.
Okay. Well, when do you think you could, you know, get this into me?
Hopefully this week. I mean, I'll go home. I'm not sure what time I'll get home tonight, but I'll go look for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Think I know where it is. But I've also got a lot of my business taxes stuff laid out right now because my accountants are working on that and they're looking for stuff too.
So, well, if you have 2014, then we could, you know, take that. That works too. It's just
I've got 14 in my files. It's not so much that. It's just I've got other stuff I'm doing to get this year's tax returns done because they filed an extension.
Okay.
So I'm still working on that. They are, and I am too. Yeah. So.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's if you already have that on file, you could, you know, shoot that all over with the email as well as the application, and then that it'd just be those 4 months business bank statements, and that's. I'm sure you could pull those up easy off, you know, the bank. It's real simple. And after, you know, we get everything, like I said, I can, you know, get you an answer within 24 hours. And you see exactly what you're looking at. They have you hard numbers, everything, interest rate, whatever. And, yeah. So when's a good time to kind of follow up with you, or when do you think, you know?
I can't really tell you. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I've got to get so much done here. And as I say, I've got to the end of the month, which is not that far away, to get the credit card stuff sorted out. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to try and find that tonight because it is something I'm interested in. But I don't know what time I'm even going to get home tonight.
Yeah, no, I know you're busy. Well, yeah, I mean...
if you want to follow up, if you haven't heard from me by the end of the week, well, today's Wednesday. If you haven't heard from me like early next week, then give me another call, and that'll just
come
again. But
I'll call you. I'll follow up with you on
my list, to be honest. I'll tell you right now, I got more on in front of me than that.
Uh huh. And that's like I know it's like I said, I know you're busy. But once you know you get everything together, like it's real simple. They give you like an answer in 24 hours. But yeah, I'll go ahead and follow up with you on Monday. And what's a good time on Monday?
I could follow earlier the better. I mean, right now, like calling at noon is not a good time. It's today is kind of busy like crazy right now.
Okay.
So
like 8 or what time you guys open?
I'm not usually in until about 9 o'clock. And, and today I had a doctor's appointment, so it was more like 10 by the time I got here. But so maybe shoot around 10 o'clock.
All right, 10 o'clock on Monday. Okay. All right, well, I'll go ahead and circle back with you. And, yeah, I know you're busy, and I will, as soon as you get everything together, I mean, we can get you an answer as quick as possible.
Okay.
Kind of get
All
us
right.
on the road, man. All right.
Talk to you
All right, well, thanks for your time, Ian.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.